So now we welcome Jessica Walker, Manager of Special Products, Projects, and Grants. Jessica, it's so good to have you back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
I have seen you bouncing around town because you've got to tell all of the vendors when there's this Church Street infrastructure project going on and how it might affect us.
Yes. There has been a lot going on, and my job definitely has changed since I first came here, and I like it, and it's awesome, but it does put me running around a lot. So, I mean, it's good. I get my steps in, right?
That's right. I couldn't bear sitting at a desk all day. So
I know.
Good for you. So we're here to talk about, well, hopefully a couple of your special projects. I want to get an update on the Church Street infrastructure
absolutely.
Plan, if that's possible.
Of course, absolutely.
And then I know the main purpose is to tell us about the community-based comprehensive land use plan.
Yes.
Upcoming meetings.
So we're excited about the comp plan. I guess about 2 weeks ago now, we had our public kickoff for this comprehensive plan. And just as a reminder, this is being funded by a Restore grant. So it's 100% funding for the comprehensive plan. The latest... The past comprehensive plan was done, I think, around the mid-2000s, so like 2004, 5, 6, something like that. And it's been updated once since then in 2014, but we haven't done another one. And so the growth rate since the original one was done in mid-2000s, as you know, has been astronomical. So this is a kind of a really key, really perfectly timed project for us to be working on right now. That public kickoff, like I said, was 2 weeks ago, and now we are in the thick of it. We are beginning the thick of it with the community engagement. Community engagement is it is key for what we do for this, because we cannot know how the city wants to grow if our residents don't tell us how the city wants to grow and how we want it to look here in the future. It's kind of chaos whenever there's not great planning, and everybody has an opinion, but we need you to have that opinion with us. We need to hear what that opinion is.
Yes.
We can't really go fetching it off of Facebook groups. So we've got some options coming up in 2 weeks. We have two options, one on October the 21st at 6:30 at Quail Creek Clubhouse, and one on October the 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Fair Oaks Civic Center. These are the first of what will be about 8 or 10 community engagement, neighborhood meeting opportunities, and we really want as many people as possible to attend these at a time that works for them. You'll see in we've only announced dates through December, and that has a lot to do with the fact that we still don't have a confirmed calendar for Planning Commission or City Council meetings for the upcoming year. So once we get that calendar confirmed, we will announce the January, February, and March dates for community engagement.
So this is a long-term
absolutely. We're going to do it, and we're going to do it right, because we want to make sure that we hear from as many people as possible. You'll notice as we begin to talk about where those neighborhood meetings are going to be held, they're going to be held all over this community. So we're attempting to meet people where they are, or to try to meet people where they are at a time that works for them. In November, we'll meet at Rotary Youth Club in the Nick Center. In December, we're going to go out to Homestead Village and spend some time out at Homestead Village, and then also at the Thompson Hall Fire Station. But that's just this fall. We've got more coming up, and it's just critical that we hear from people here.
Can you tell us exactly what is a comprehensive land use plan? I can remember our first one. I think it was around 2006, and we actually, put stickers on maps to select the style of the development we thought we liked the most, and there was a lot of talk about a village concept. And now I think over time that's changed.
Sure, I do know that there is, and I have heard from council, and I've heard, colloquially around town, there's not as much of an appetite for a village concept, but there is an appetite for a blueprint for growth and development in our community, and that is what comprehensive plan is. It does address issues like natural and cultural resources, land uses, obviously, development character, economics, housing, public facilities, transportation. It is literally a comprehensive plan. It looks at all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to answer these questions, which is where are we now? Where do we want to go? Where are we headed? How do we get there?
Okay.
It's very, for me, that's a huge concept, the idea that we would drill all that down. But we have an incredible team on board to do that, who they've got quite a lot of experience in it, and they're here to listen. And that's what we are doing now through March, is listening.
Well, are you talking about in-house staff, or are you bringing in some special project people?
Correct. So we are bringing in special project people as part of this grant. You know, we obviously did a big selection process. We heard from quite a few firms who, you know, submitted bids for this. We selected Neil Schaefer as the lead firm to do the planning for this, and they have a great team of people that you will see them in and out of town now for the next, you know, 6 months, I expect. And they've got wide-ranging skills and talents in helping us get to that economic goal, to get to that, you know, character development goal. So it's very wide-ranging, for sure. And I do think that we have a good team in town. I think that internally our team is good, our staff is good, and our staff is pulling toward the same goal, which is to develop something that the public wants.
And folks can go back and look at the first meeting, the September 22nd meeting. It's on YouTube.
It is. It's on the city's YouTube page. We did stream that like we would have done for a city council meeting or planning commission meeting. So you can go back and you'll see. You can't participate in the live polling any longer because that, you know, went away that same night. But you can go and you can see what the goal here is. Now, I'll tell you that our upcoming neighborhood meetings are not going to be like that public kickoff meeting. If you have watched it, or if you're planning to watch it, that was really the team presenting to you how this is going to work, right?
And so it'd be a good idea to go watch it before we attend another 100%. One of these meetings.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I would definitely suggest watching it before you come to this. But the agenda for the neighborhood meetings will go a little bit like this. There'll probably be about 10 minutes of introductions and kind of setting ground rules for how this works. And then they're going to ask questions, and then it's going to be, a little bit of an open forum. And now you're watching my face, which is, open forum can be a little bit scary, right?
Because
especially when you have a lot of opinions, but it's going to be key for this. It'll be critical for this, for us to hear those opinions and find a way to get everybody on some semblance of a same page for a great plan that works for our city.
I remember part of the first meeting was choose a word that describes Fairhope, and I believe the word charming was overwhelmingly the most popular one.
Absolutely. You're exactly right about that. And then, so I wanted to, we've got a website that we have set up for this. We are going through and we're further developing it, but there is an existing website right now for the comp plan. It's called planfairhope.com. And you'll see, I think coming up next week, if I'm not mistaken, is when we're going to add that original word cloud that was built, which is very funny, a word cloud that was built from that live polling the first night. So it's interesting to me that, let me see, I wanted to tell you absolutely what this looks like, but it's very interesting to me that that some of the same words there exist, is charming, is, you know, idyllic.
Quaint,
those are
idyllic. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep, idyllic's a good one.
Because that's what people see this city as, and we appreciate that, and we've got to figure out how we
keep
maintain it.
Like,
that's what this is. So, but during those meetings, you will have a few minutes of introduction for what the purpose is, and then it will be discussion time. I've had some people ask me if everyone will be the same, and I'll say that everyone will start the same, but depending on the makeup of the people who show up, I don't think that they will all be the same.
Right.
I think that we will see different things, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. The more diversity and more opinions and the more, and then you'll find a lot more commonality.
Absolutely.
The more people that participate. Okay, so once again, we have October 21st, 6:30 p.m. at the Quail Creek Clubhouse. October 22nd, 10 a.m. at the Fairhope Civic Center. And you've got November and December dates as well, and this will be on your Facebook page.
Absolutely, there are already Facebook events for those first two those first two meetings. Later today or tomorrow, you'll see events go up for the November and the December meetings. You are welcome to go to planfairhope.com.
Right.
We also have an email address set up for this. It's compplan@fairhopeal.gov. I will likely respond to you if you email there. So you can either email me, but we ask that you send it, if you've got questions about comp plan, to send it to that email, and I'll respond to you as quickly as I can. You know, I've already had people send in, you know, they cannot be here for any of the meetings, or they don't believe that they'll be able to make it, or they're not comfortable coming because of COVID. And so they've already sent, you know, their opinions in, and it's really interesting to see the diversification and mm-hmm. what people really are pulling toward. Okay. There are a lot of similarities though, Lori, I'll tell you that. And that's fascinating to me, is that as different as we, it seems like we are, especially when you look at social media, there are quite a few similarities between all of our residents. So I like that. That's
good,
cool.
Good. I can't wait to see more and attend some of these meetings, which will be, there's already, as you said, some events posted on Facebook, and more will be very shortly. We're speaking with Jessica Walker, Manager of Special Events and Grants for the City of Fairhope. While we've got you, the construction crew is creeping closer to my building here on North Church Street.
Do you want to give us closer and closer
an update on the Church Street infrastructure project?
Yes. So let's open the calendar real quick, because I feel like every day might be the same day. I don't do so great with dates, but so here we are. We've moved them now into the intersection here at Magnolia and Church, and that intersection is going to be closed through probably the 25th of October is what we're looking at, because they've got to set boxes in there for drainage and utilities. I will say, you know, we've been dogged by the rain that we've gotten this year. I haven't seen the sum totals. I know we were at 70 something inches 2 weeks ago, and this week has added quite a few more to that. But you know, they've done a great job persisting even through that rain. We saw some asphalt go down on the part that they've been working on since January. We saw that go down on Friday. So you are beginning to see things getting buttoned up so that they can move on to the next parts of it. Right now we are in this intersection. The goal is to have the intersection closed through probably the end of the month. We said the 25th, but we need to anticipate that there will be more rain events coming up this week probably. And then I expect that this week we'll be able to announce future closings and future disruptions to that traffic pattern.
Well, it's almost impossible to pinpoint a date.
It really is.
Basically, this infrastructure project is going to be tearing up the street, looking what's down there, replacing it with new stuff, and all the way to Fells.
Correct. That's exactly right.
Which means the next corner is going to be Fairhope Avenue.
Yes, it is. And there go those eyes again, right? So that is the next corner. And, you know, you're well aware, as all of our residents are, we are heading into our busy season.
I was going to
say,
this area. What are we doing about the Christmas parade and the lighting?
Everything
of the trees?
Will go on as planned. Everything is going on. From a roadworks situation. I cannot speak to events at all.
She saw me raise my eyebrow. How are you going to do the Christmas parade?
We will all have it ready to go.
Okay,
this will be ready to go. Whether it is, you know, binder, which is what turns out I know what binder is now. It's a temporary surface that allows for you to travel on the road.
And okay.
So, but we are still working that out. I mean, it has been definitely difficult opening up these streets when they haven't been opened in dozens of decades, actually. It is a different world under there. I will say that our crew anticipates that moving from Magnolia to Fells is going to be much easier. The bigger drain pipes were located right there between Magnolia and Oak, so we're expecting it to move a little bit smoother as we go further south, but you just don't know. And hopefully you'll be able to hear from me on Monday with a new update on where we're moving next and how it's going to move. But we have said all along that our busy season is the fall. Our busy season is tree lighting and Christmas parade and Mardi Gras and arts and crafts, and those go on without interruption.
Very good. Well, I look forward to learning more about that, and bless you for having to deal with it and organize it all.
It's fun, and I really enjoy working with our utilities. I enjoy working with Public Works. I like being able to be part of that team. I don't know that I help them very much, but I definitely do my best to get all of their information to as many people as possible.
Yeah, it's a multifaceted project and a lot going on. And this Church Street restoration project, is this also Restore Act, aka BP money, or
no,
what is it?
No, this is not BP money. This is a separate project altogether. This is existing separate from Restore.
Okay.
And we do have, I mean, obviously Comprehensive Plan is a Restore project. We're working on the working waterfront. We're continuing that, at least. We're moving, trying to move that project along. And we've got the big $10 million sewer project that we've been working on now since December. There's a lot moving here, and we're thankful for it. We're thankful for the funding opportunity that was given to us by Treasury and Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources to be able to do those 100% funding opportunities for Restore.
Okay. Yeah, we look forward to more on those sewer projects, which I know isn't your department, because we did have some bad news of 100 to 250,000 gallons of sewer overflow from the Fairhope Water and Wastewater Department due to the ridiculous amount of rain we've had the past couple of days.
Absolutely. I mean, I haven't really looked at rainfall totals, but I know at one point Monday morning when we were assessing damage, we heard that there was about 5 inches of rain overnight, Sunday night. So, you know, that's going to inundate anything or anybody. I mean, the flooding that we saw on Monday was definitely incredibly unfortunate and destructive. And so it is terrible to have these, but I will tell you, looking at the lift stations that we're seeing on this list, and we're developing 2 grant applications right now for generators for those lift stations. That's not going to help with a flooding event, but we are doing the best that we can, and we are doing as much as we can to be thoughtful about how we approach rehabbing these lift stations and raising these lift stations to a point that we do not have this happen.
Very good. Thank you so much, Jessica. Jessica Walker, Manager of Special Projects and Grants for the City of Fairhope. Glad
to
have you back.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to listen to this online, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com. We usually have them posted by lunchtime. It is 8:40 and 72 degrees. We'll check in now with Kenny in coastal traffic.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, got a report of a minor accident, I-65 southbound there near the St. Stephens Road exit. That's exit 8. It's blocking the right shoulder, but traffic seems to be getting through without any delay. Mobile police on the scene of an accident, Hass Avenue there at Sage Avenue. And in Baldwin County, I-10 eastbound, there's an over